Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I am Nandita Khemka. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity markets could extend gains to a fifth straight day as the GIFT Nifty is signaling a reclaim of the 25,200 mark for the Nifty. Follow-through buying post the RBI's policy bazooka sent the Nifty to an 8-month high. The index closed at the upper end of its range above 25,100, also notching its highest closing level for 2025. Broader market outperformance continues with the mid-cap index now just 2% shy of its all-time high. Banks and financials led from the front with the Nifty Bank hitting a fresh high for the second straight day and briefly crossing the 57,000 mark for the first time ever. The capital market index also deserves mention as it was the top sectoral gainer, clocking in gains of nearly 2.5%. Nearly 40 stocks ended in the green, led by Jio Financial, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Bajaj Finance. Both foreign and domestic investors were net buyers in the cash market on Monday. From here on, experts believe that 25,000 on the Nifty would act as a crucial support level, and as long as the index trades above this level, the uptrend is likely to continue. On the higher side, 25,350 to 25,400 would act as the resistance band. Let's turn our attention to the global cues this morning. Asian markets edge higher as investors await further details on the US-China trade talks, which are slated to continue for a second day. Officials from both countries held talks in London on Monday. US futures are near the flat line but trading with positive bias as investors wait for more insights on trade discussions between the US and China. Overnight, S&P 500 inched up for a second winning session, closing above the 6,000 mark once again. However, the Dow ticked lower to end in the negative zone. Investors will watch out for small business data due later today. That comes ahead of closely watched reports on consumer and producer inflation slated for later in the week. European markets, on the other hand, ended lower, reflecting a wait-and-see sentiment among investors for any announcements out of US-China trade talks underway in the UK. Meanwhile, in the bond and currency markets, US 10-year yield slipped over 2 basis points to 4.48%, while the dollar eased as traders turned cautious amid US-China trade talks. Shifting focus to the commodities market, oil prices edge higher, buoyed by a weaker dollar, with Brent futures above the $67 per barrel mark. Gold futures, on the other hand, are subdued after overnight gains. Shifting focus to the top stocks to watch out for in trade today. Capri Global, which saw a stellar up move in trade on Monday, has launched its QIP to raise up to 2,000 crore rupees, including upsize option of 500 crore rupees. Sources suggest that the indicative issue price of the QIP is at 146.5 rupees per share. M&M, meanwhile, has bought 8.5% stake in M&M Financial Services at 194 crore rupees via rights issue. With this, M&M's holding in M&M Financial increases to 52.49% from 52.16%. Meanwhile, Azim Premji Trust offloaded over 20 crore shares of 1.93% stake in Wipro for 5,058 crore rupees at an average price of 250 rupees apiece. Premier Energies is also in focus, with sources indicating that South Asia Growth Fund is likely to sell 2.5 crore shares of 5.5% equity via block deals. The floor price has been set at 1,051.50 rupees per share, up to 1% discount to the current market price. There is some negative news flow on Oberoi Realty, with Pankaj Gupta resigning as the CEO of Commercial Real Estate effective 9th of June. Jana Small Finance Bank has submitted its application to the RBI seeking approval for voluntary transition from Small Finance Bank to Universal Bank. Meanwhile, mutual fund data for the month of May, including SIP flows, is due around noon today. Well, it's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Market expert Ambarish Baliga weighs in on whether this market rally has more steam left. Let's take a listen.
But then, the markets were supposed to be in a broad band of about 23,800 to 24,000 on the lower side, 25,200 on the upper side. Now we are close to that upper end of the band. And in case we are able to cross this 25,200 levels decisively, then I think the momentum would continue, and that would be pushed more by liquidity than anything else. Because, I mean, if you look at the macros, yes, I mean, most of the macros have been positive. I mean, if you look at the earnings, they were quite mixed, but more or less on the positive side, because the expectations from the analysts and the investors was quite low. But then, I mean, does it justify a level of 26,000 or 27,000? I doubt it. So in case the next move happens, I think it'll be more of a momentum driven by liquidity.
And before we wrap, a quick check on the key takeaways from Apple's annual developer conference. This year's WWDC lacked the big splash of past years. No Vision Pro moment or major AI reveal. But the tech giant did roll out a major software update called Liquid Glass, its first big iOS redesign since 2013. The new design language coming later this year will change how Apple's ecosystem looks and feels, with glass-like lock screens, pill-shaped buttons and fluid animations across devices. The update, however, didn't wow investors. Apple shares slipped over 1% as Wall Street continues to demand more clarity on its AI roadmap. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.